Good evening, Abosai. Right, Simon Lamed Base. Seif. We're actually the last few words of Seif Lamed Zayin. I didn't point out the precise meaning and implications of this of these words. Again, the last part of Simon Lamed Base addresses the halachas with regards to the creation, the forming, and the making of the batim. So until now, we discussed it would be justified to have a simon on its own. But it's not, it's together with Ksivas HaOisyas. But from these Seifim onwards, we're actually discussing a new topic, which is the creation of the Hadar, actually, what's the halachas regards to the batim. And we do know they're made out of, they're made out of leather, out of a kosher animal. The truth is, historically, they've changed. In the past, they used to be out of some sort of animal. They used to be made out of dakas, now they're made out of behemoth gases. They've changed, but we'll discuss that in still in greater detail. But it's changed a little bit. The tefillin, they're made out of different leathers than they used to be in previous generations. Their quality is actually much better. Interestingly, a lot of the tefillin that were used in previous generations for the halachas we're discussing now, we're going to see actually today's one of the halachas we're going to be discussing shortly. A lot of tefillin, which used to be worn by many, many Yidden in previous generations, nowadays you wouldn't be able to get away with it. They would be considered a very, very shvach tefillin. There's no doubt that with regards to the halachas that we're learning now, it's achshere dora. The tefillin nowadays are of much higher quality. As far as those halachas we're touching on tonight and this week, the quality has much improved. So we're going to be seeing today one of the examples. We'll be seeing shortly. But before we get to Seif Lamed Ches, let's just finish off with the last few words of Seif Lamed Zayin, which says the following. Tzorich shiyeh me'ubad lishmoy. When it comes to the making of the hides, making of the leather of the batim, tzorich shiyeh must be me'ubad lishmoy, has to be made lishmoy. It must be made lishmoy. Heichdavsha when possible. The words of heichdavsha when possible is referring to machloekes rishonim as the mishpur in Sef Kotten Kufayin Aleph discusses, and he says that lemaisa is a machloekes, but certainly if possible, one should ensure that the tefillin that are made out of a hide which has been created and processed lishmoy. We can all be assured that the tefillin that we have got nowadays have certainly been done lishmoy. There's no doubt about it. Seif Lamed Ches discussing a very halach lemaisa seif, very very much halach lemaisa, and it says the following: Yase arba batim ma'ir echot leshel roish uvais echot leshel yad. Actually, it's not the seif I was referring to. It's not so relevant for us as wearers. It's much more for batim achas. But it says that yase arba batim ma'ir echot, the tefillin has to be made out of the arba batim, the four batim had to be made out of one piece of leather, leshel roish. So the arba batim are echad leshel roish, uveis echad leshel yad. And he has to, the entire bais of the tefillin shel yad has to be made out of one piece of leather. So again, yas arba batim, the four batim of the tefillin shel roish, has to be made out of one piece of leather, ma'ir echot, leshel roish, for the tefillin shel roish, uvais echot leshel yad. And with regards to tefillin shel yad, there has to be, the whole bais has to be made out of one piece of leather. It doesn't mean it that literally, because the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ayin Beis says that utfchaticho is oyd furim yachad, if they are sewn together, stitched together, that may also be considered oyr echot. It is possible there are sometimes marketed tefillin which are made out of literally one piece of leather. They are far more expensive. Normal tefillin are made out of a few pieces of leather which are stitched together or glued together. Glued is a machloikas, but they're normally stitched together, and that is okay. That's considered oyr echot. It is possible to purchase tefillin which are literally made out of oyr echot, but they're more expensive. What is much more relevant for us is the Seif Lamed Ches, which says the following: tefillin. Correct. Well, it actually does mean, but you can also achieve that oyr echot if it's stitched together. If you'd have a few pieces, and they're not, and you're actually stitching them together, you are merging them, you are making it, that will be considered oyr echot as well, according to many poskim. Yeah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch Seif Lamed Ches. The tefillin. Bein shel rosh, whether it's the tefillin shel rosh, bein shel yad, or the tefillin shel yad. Halacha l'moshe misinai. So this is the halacha l'moshe misinai. Shiyeh merubois. They have to be a complete square. So square, we're referring to the fact We're not talking about a height. We're talking about, if you look at it from outside, you look at it, you'll see that it's a complete square, from the top, as it were, that it's a complete square. Betifron uvalachsoinon, where it's stitched and diagonally. He explains. Tehainu, i.e., shiure buon mechovon ol koikerochboy. The width and the length has to be exactly equal. Kedei shalem oiso alachsoin, in order to have the same diagonal, Shomu Chazal have said, Kol Amsa, every Amma Beribua, Amsa Betre Chum Shabalachsoino. 1 2/5 of a square. So what he means is that, I don't know, there must be a mathematical, I'm looking at you for a reason, what's the mathematical? The square of a, if you have exact.
The square root of the two sides together.
Right, so if you've got this exactly one size, one shear, and this exactly the same. A, B, C, right? And then you've got from A to C. There's always going to be a equivalent, but what is that? One. What is that? What's that?
1 2/5.
Okay, so that's exactly what Chazal said. 1 2/5. That's mamash what the Shulchan Aruch says. She'oiz alachsen she'omu Chazal, kol amse, every amme, beribua, when you square it, amse v'trei chumsha balachsoino, is amse, meaning one amme, v'trei chumsha and 2/5, balachsoino in its diagonal. Now, I know the Tosfos actually says it's not very precise. There's another 1/5 or 1/50 or something? So it's how much in percentage is it about? Is it true that it's about 2% off? Yeah. Yeah, where is that?
No, it's close. This is really this is my area of expertise.
It is?
It's not my area.
It's not, okay. So Shulchan Aruch says that it's 1 2/5, so you need to have that, he just says to what extent it has to be in mamash, a complete square. V'tzoich le'rabea, and you need to square off. Moshavon, where it is literally sitting, vegam habatim, and also the bais up. So when you have as a 3D, if you have the tefillin as a 3D, as it were, so leave out the bottom part, just the actual bais. Do you know what I mean? I don't mean the bottom part. I mean the square on top, the bais. So that needs to be a complete square, an absolute square, precisely a square, width and its length, the gamma batim, whether it's the place that it's, where it's lying, or the place, or if you look at it on the top. Does that not make sense, yeah?
Is that saying that it's got to be square, cube, and yes?
No, it does not mean that. It just means that if you look at it from the top, has to be measured absolutely as it were, for bird's view, that's probably not the right way of explaining it, but from bird's view, if you look from the top, it needs to be an exact square, and similarly, the place in the bottom, where it's the bottom part of the bais, that also needs to be at a complete square. Now, we should have thought of bringing tefillin, that's my fault. So if you have the tefillin, for instance, over here, so think about having over here the bais on top of that, yeah? Yeah, maybe that would be very useful, actually. What? Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, it looks like tefillin. Okay. So if you think about it like this, right, that would be not kosher. But if you think about it like this, what it's referring to is that this, if you think about it like this, I'm just taking this off now. So only I've got this. So this, the width and the length needs to be exactly equal in two places. On the top and in the bottom. Yeah? That's what it means. Does that make sense? No. No, it could be higher. It could be as tall as he wants, we're going to see. It could be, no, just the bottom part needs to be an absolute square, precisely, and the top as well. But this over here is not part of the cheshbon.
It just can't be a pyramid.
Well, it could. Well, no, it can't be a pyramid, that's right. But it could be very tall, really, in theory. It could be very tall, and then you've got...
If you're just saying the top and the bottom have to be squared, it could be twisted, though.
We'll actually see about that, that he actually can't. Yeah, but, yeah. Does that make sense? We'll get to that. We'll get when Mishnah Berurah says what the Poskim say about it. You know, the Gemara actually says, "Mamash, your point." But how you make it? Ele hakpid doesn't really. There's no reason to be makpid. He could really be very high, so he could be very high. But as long as you've got an absolute square on top, an absolute square on the bottom, that's what the shulchan, what the halacha Moshe Sinai is. Aso meru boys, continue shulchanoch. If you actually made them absolute square. And after a bit of time, niskalkel, it wasn't so square anymore. Ribon, the square wasn't so accurate. It wasn't so precise anymore. Yesh misha oimer. Some say shetzorich lerabon. Some say that it's actually no good anymore. Some say you need to make sure that it is square again. You need to see to it. You need to make sure that all the four batim have the same size. That they're not one bigger than the other. So when you're talking about the actual inside of the film, they have to be equal as well. Okay, that's a slightly different point. Yeah.
Are we going to discuss about the difference in Shaliach and Shalosh?
Yeah, we'll get. Which point exactly do you mean?
Because we're much more
makpid
than the
Shaliach. So the Emes says that the Shulchan Aruch says, if you look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Tfilin, Bein Shal Rosh, Bein Shaliach, Halochal Mishim Isina Shimiru Bois. So as far as Shulchan Aruch is concerned, there is no difference whatsoever. You should be makpid, bein the tefillin shliyat meant for equal. There's no real reason to differentiate. There's no reason to differentiate. One has to be makpid on either. How much does one need to be makpid? And I'm going to ask two questions. How much do you need to have a tape measure when you buy it? Do you have to tape measure it every now and then again? Is that a necessity? Just to be that? And if it's not, if it's a millimeter off, are the tefillin possible? Question number one, how far, even with a millimeter, sure, how far do we go? How far do we go with that? And another question as well, what happens if the tefillin are actually square, as far as the length is concerned, but they are slightly rounded on the corner. So the edge is slightly rounded. If you ever banged your tefillin shel rosh in front of when you bamoidim, you had the wall was a drop too close. Yeah, and then you scraped off some of the corner of the edge of the tefillin. Does that also make a problem in ribua? Because ribua really means that it's the same length. Does that become a problem of ribua if it's rounded off a bit on the side? Is it still considered squared or is it not considered squared? What do you think about Isaac? And therefore,
in corner knocked off
will be absurd. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Mishneh Berurah says. Mishneh Berurah in Kuf Ayin Gimel says the following: Shu merubois, ve'im loy also merubois. If the tefillin were not made squared, me'akev bedi evet. It is me'akev bedi evet. If you've got tefillin which are not squared, it's me'akev bedi evet. Nevertheless, im ein loit tefillin acherim. Very interesting, Mishneh Berurah. If you haven't got any other alternative to tefillin, only your tefillin which are not squared, yanicham leis ato b'loy broch, you should still put them on. So they're not squared, but makif b'diavet, we should still put them on. Interesting psak. B'loy broch without broch. Ukses damol tefillin acherim. And when you've got other tefillin, yanicham, you should put them on. So the Mishneh Berurah paskins that although it's ma'akev b'di'evet, you should still put them on and not make a bracha on it. It seems that it seems that it's not all that ma'akev. It sounds like there is still something. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that's what he says. I didn't see it. Ah, that's interesting. That's an interesting pshat. That's an interesting pshat. Very interesting. Yeah, that's a good pshat. Kedei sholot yishtak teras tefillin. Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's a chiddush because it's all idea of sholot yishtakach. Yeah. Okay. It's interesting. Okay. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Seif Katan, Kuf Ayin Hei. Kedei sheyiyeh. Perush. Beribua gomon. Absolute perfect square. She'orkoi kerochvoi, the width like the length, mamish, absolutely. Shiur chachomim, the chachomim were mashiach. Kol shir, the entire shir. Sheyesh loy be'alach soin beis chamoshim noisef al oisu hashir. There's always 2/5 more if you're doing it like that. The diagonal, so you need to make sure it's absolute square. V'gam kan tzrich shimuru b'mamash, and you need to ensure that it's a complete square. Avalim lo ye merubah mamash, if you're not going to have an absolute square, lo ye be'alach soin sheloi kishir beis chamoshim toisefes elo shir acher. If you are going to make your tefillin and there will not be a complete square, by definition, you're not going to have these 2/5 on the diagonal. It's either going to be more or it's going to be less. So if you want to ensure, is that mathematically makes, that if you're not going to have an absolutely width, that length is not going to be exactly the same, by definition, the alachzon is going to have a different shear. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's really crucial. Therefore, you should take those four sides, and you should measure them, and you should, and there you'll be able to define as to whether it's an absolute square. What does rhombus mean? Please excuse my ignorance.
It's for slanting.
Two sides with diagonal. Two sides with diagonal.
The angles are not 90 degrees.
Two sides are perpendicular, two sides diagonal.
The angles are not 90 degrees there.
So what? The shear will not be.
It's like a diamond shape.
Well, how will the diagonal be then?
One will be longer than the other.
It will be longer. So that's what he says. You have to ensure. So the Mishnah Berurah said, let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is going to answer your question. He says that what you should do, it should basically what the Mishnah Berurah says, you should take a thread and take it and ensure that all four sides are going to have the same length. And then, if you want to, and then, after having done that, take a thread and measure it on four sides. But now, there is still a danger, says the Mishnah Berurah, that could be, he's not concerned about your concern, he's slightly concerned about something else. I don't know, how do you call that if it's like that?
Curved side,
right? You could have them either way. So he said that if you just measure the length, you could still, you wouldn't be accurate. So he says, you still, could have that it got short on the side. So you still need to make the alachzon, you still need to make the test of the diagonal. So you need to take the alachzon diagonal in both directions, then you're going to ensure you're going to have mamash all sides equal. What is interesting, No, it's true, the diagonal won't help for that. The diagonal, but you're right. Probably we're going to see as you're taking the threads, you're going to see that they're off the, you're not having, that's right. But I would probably answer your question though. The diagonal will help for your problem.
It seems to have mixed up those two things together.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yes, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I hear that. But what's very interesting, Halacha Lemaaseh, is how precise do you think you will be if you are taking a thread? I would have to ask you, how accurate is it going to be if you use a thread as opposed to using a ruler? Yeah, how accurate will it be? You'll be a bit off, no? Or is it, how precise is it?
A thread will stretch a little bit.
Depends on the thread.
But would you recommend that if you want something very precise, you really get away with a thread? You wouldn't.
Vernier calipers.
A what?
Vernier caliper. 0.01 of a millimeter.
Right.
So you can now get the things available where you can measure how much to measure.
Good. So, but I think that what we're learning over here is that we're learning over here something very important. We're learning actually over here, shtickle, the color. We're learning that the Mishnah Berurah says that's how you should measure the tefillin. And you don't need more than that. You don't need a
vernier caliper.
Okay, I'm not going to repeat that. I'm not going to pretend that. You don't need to go that much. And in fact, you don't even need to take a tape measure, the poskim say. You don't need to. Many poskim, the start of the Chazanish, and many other gdolim learn from that. This is no doubt that this is not the most precise, nowadays, it's not the most accurate way of measuring. It's not. And nevertheless, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, what you should be using. Therefore, we learn from it that you don't need to go more extreme than that. Yes, you can. But Reb Moshe Feinstein actually says, don't bother with it. Better not to. Because that's what the halacha is. You don't need to do more than that. That's what's considered meruba. More than that is not, you don't need more than that. You just don't need more than that. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Yes, in Brisk, there are more makpid. Yes, there are yidin who are going to take a tape measure. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be indicating that you need to do. Just to finish off, I need to point out the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Ein Tes, which addresses the point I mentioned earlier. Niskalkal beribuon. Kegoin such as nis amkmu abatim. The batim are slightly rounded. Zepoin le mizrach ve zepoin le marif. They are slightly crooked, a bit slanty. Or alternatively, shiniskalkal chuti abatim. The sharpness on the edge got... They got damaged a bit. Until they are a bit rounded. In other words, if I can just rephrase the Mishnah Berurah, if we are talking about the necessity of having a ribua, it's addressing both points. It's addressing both. It's not exactly the same length. The length and the width is not exactly the same. And it also means that the corner is not absolutely sharp. If the edge, the corner, is not absolutely sharp, that is also considered a problem in ribua. That's an important point to know, and that's, as you're pointing out, that's something you need to keep in mind, both with Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. You need to make sure that they're not rounded, and the corners are as sharp as feasible. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Ayin Test, both with Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, one should ensure that they are merubah. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, Yisborach Shemoi. We learned about the fact that the leather needs to be merubah lishmoi, heicha de efsha. But one should certainly try, and that's nowadays that they all are. We then learned in Sif Lamed Ches, we learned that the batim needs to be made out of oir echot, but we did learn that chaticha is oir if there are several pieces of leather which are connected, which are either stitched together or maybe glued together as well, is considered oir echot, and it's going to be kosher. We then learned Sif Lamed Ches, which tells us that Tefillin Shel Rosh and Tefillin Shel Yad, halacha l'mishum Sina is that it's complete square. It needs to be both directions, and that is referring both to the point, the bottom part, which is sticking onto the titura, and it's also the top part, if you're looking from birds, if you saw the top part and the bottom part, which is sticking onto the lower part of the tefillin, they both need to be absolutely square, not referring to the height, but as you were from a bird's view, the length and length needs to be absolutely equal, and the diagonal needs to be 2/5 more. They need to be like that at all times, and if at one they get damaged over the years, then one needs to sort them out. Interestingly, I just need to point out that the Shulchan Aruch's words was Yesh Misha Oy Misha Tzorich LeRabon. One opinion says you need to fix them if they get damaged. Mishnah Berurah points out this is not Yesh Misha Oy Misha. It's actually everybody agrees to that if they get damaged at a later point. It's not just Yesh Misha Oima, the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is slightly misleading. It's not just one opinion holds like that, but in fact it's the consensus of all the poskim that they need to be fixed if they get damaged. That's what Mishnah Berurah over here says, unlike a bi'alocha elsewhere, but that's what Mishnah Berurah paskens. Right, and this is the halacha that we learned tonight.